Guess what time it is? It's planning season. And this means it's time to begin to think about your marketing and communications plans for 2021. I know how incredibly challenging it is to try to plan anything these days, but we have a foolproof way of doing it in 90-day increments, which means it's completely doable for the time we're in right now. And that, my friends, is what we're going to discuss later on this week's Spin Sucks podcast episode.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. I don't really know why I said later because it's like 30 seconds later, but this is where we're going to discuss on the Spin Sucks podcast episode is planning. Who here can think about the next 10 years? How about 5, 3, heck, a year from now? good luck. I'm personally just trying to get to December 18th where I can take 2 weeks off at the end of the year and build some things around my house and not think about anything else. Stay off the internet for 2 weeks if I want. Who knows? But that is the light at the end of my tunnel. This has been the craziest year ever, and trying to plan even a week in advance has been incredibly challenging. But there is an answer. That answer is traction. Get a grip on your business. Anyone who has spent any time with me from a business perspective knows I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of traction. The book and the EOS system, which you can implement, is a necessity for any planning. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you hit pause and go over to Amazon and buy yourself a copy. I really actually should do some sort of affiliate code to get a bonus from recommending it, but I'm too lazy and then I have to do disclosures and whatever. So go buy it. I get nothing from it. After you finish listening to this episode, you'll want to read it and then implement it. Don't just let it sit on your shelf or on your Kindle and not do anything but collect dust. Trust me, you want to read it. And it's an easy read. So easy. It's not like I'm asking you to read the Gettysburg Address or anything like that. Or I'm not going to say anything because there are certain authors who are very well liked from back in the day that I don't like. Anyway, it's a very easy read. The book, for the most part, is written for business planning, but the same process works for your marketing and communications planning. When you read it, it'll be through a business lens, but I'm going to talk you through how to use it for marketing and communications planning. So we're going to switch the lens a little bit. For the most part, plans are either written with a lot of focus on the next 12 months without any strategic foresight. They're typically a list of tactics with dates assigned to them. If you're lucky, they have dates assigned to them. And then the plan gets shoved into the proverbial drawer, never to be seen from again because things didn't go according to plan and the list of tactics had to be revised. This is going to happen every time if your quote-unquote plan is a list of tactics. I guarantee it. Instead, you should take a strategic approach to planning this year. And then it won't matter what the tactics are. You'll still have success and you can switch them when, you know, something else happens in the world. There are 8 questions the book requires you to think through, plan for, and work with your leadership team on, even if your marketing or communications team is just you and the dog to get onto paper. Number 1, what are the core values of the organization? What values does your marketing or communications plan need to communicate internally and externally? Has anything changed since earlier this year when consumers began to require organizations to take a stand for social justice? Number 2, what is your core focus? Again, you need 2 answers, one for the organization and one for your marketing or communications plan. This will include who your target audience is, a list of prospects by title and industry, which products or services are key to success for 2021, and anything new such as, let's say, pricing, product launches, rebranding, or an evolution of what already exists. Number 3, what is your 10-year target? Okay, while a 10-year target is extremely challenging right now, you can still think through what success looks like a decade from now. I actually serve as the chief marketing officer for a startup, and their founder and I had a big powwow last week. He challenged me to think about what a $100 million business does well from a marketing perspective and what that looks like for them right now and then what it looks like for them in the future. They may never reach that revenue number. They may sell before then. But thinking about where we are right now and how marketing needs to evolve to support a business that big is a great way to think about your 10-year target. Number four, what's your marketing strategy? This is all you. What do you need to achieve next year? Is it marketing leads, marketing qualified leads, sales qualified leads, all of the above? If you're a consumer business, is it more sales? Is it more engagement? What is it that you need to achieve? Another client where I serve as the interim chief content officer wants to see how the PESO model affects all three of those goals, this marketing leads, marketing qualified, and sales qualified. It informs their marketing plan, which informs their sales plan, which informs their revenue goals. Number five, what is your three-year picture? Now that you have answers to the four questions we've already discussed, it's time to think about what success looks like 3 years from now. Not easy again, but something you should be thinking about in terms of what kinds of revenue growth the business or the organization is going to have. Number six, what's your one-year plan? And now, as you leave 2021 and you go into 2022, what does that look like? Hopefully, success looks like there's a vaccine and we can all see one another again. But from a marketing or communications perspective, what does it look like? The aforementioned client who has marketing leads, marketing qualified, and sales qualified leads has a very specific number in mind, which we created from success from the last 90 days and are projecting an improvement. You could do the same. It doesn't have to be data from years and years and years. It can be the last 90 days, the last 75 days, the last 60 days, and then do a percentage increase to help you get there for your goals, not to achieve them, but to set goals. Number seven, what are your quarterly rocks? These are the things you absolutely have to achieve in a 90-day period, no matter what. It allows you to stay laser focused on goals and not get waylaid by the shiny new toys or the next big idea. The rocks can change every quarter, but they need to stay the same and achievable for 90 days. So what are they for this quarter? Then they can change for next quarter. And then the last one is, what are your issues? An issue is an unresolved problem, idea, or opportunity. There's only one reason your marketing or communications plan wouldn't have any issues. It's because you're out of a job. You will always have issues. You may solve one issue and that's great, but you'll have more to address. What are the issues you need to address right now to be able to achieve your goals for the next 90 days? It might be upgraded software or a new hire or 10 new hires or an additional budget or more time or a better product or rebranding or a better way to track results. Whatever it happens to be, get those down on paper. So those are the eight questions, and they're super easy to answer, right? Ha, 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 ha. Ah, yeah. I have a coaching client who started this process 60 days ago, and she's been whittling away at it since then with the goal of finishing before Thanksgiving. It is something that takes time and lots 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 of conversations with your team or yourself and your dog. If you start now, you'll have a beautiful plan before the holidays and can start the new year in a great place. In just a minute, I'll be back to discuss the tactile way you will record the answers to these questions so the plan can be executed and not shoved into the drawer. I'll be right back.
There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESO Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESO model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, The PESOL model certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESOL model certification from SpinSux and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsux.com/academy, or you can go to spinsux.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show.
I'm back. Okay. Now that you have answers to all those questions, and they're likely in post-it notes, notebooks, and in documents or slide decks, it's time to pull it all together into one place, the one-page quarterly plan. This one-page quarterly plan allows you to see what your goals are for the year, the next 5 years, but more importantly, what you need to do in the next 3 months to move you toward those larger goals. It drives your core values and your purpose, and it allows you to ask the questions during every leadership board, agency, and/or team meeting. What are we doing exceptionally well? This would be opportunities to exceed goal. And what are we missing? This is going to be threats to making the goal. If you visit SpinSux, you can find the one-page quarterly plan template that you can download. On the one-pager, you'll find your organization's name and the date. The date should change each quarter. Then you'll find everything that we've discussed here. It has 8 areas for you to answer those 8 questions. It allows you to get all of these answers and thoughts into one place on only one page. There are 2 things you want to add that you haven't already thought through: deadlines and resources that will allow you to achieve your goals. Though your draft document as you plan may be 30 pages in a Google Doc or several pages in a notebook or lots and lots of post-it notes or a carefully curated whiteboard, you'll narrow it down to only one page. The idea here is not to write a plan so large you never go back to it. If it actually turns into 2 pages, that's okay, but not more than that. The idea is to drill it down into something that can sit on your desk for reference daily. You want to work against it every day, and you can't do that if it's 30 pages. You just won't do the work. You won't go back to it. This is not easy work, and it does take a lot of time, time that not everyone, including leadership or clients, may not want to take. But if you want to execute well and have results in 2021, it's imperative you do this work now. The real test is in your execution, but this process sets you up really well for success. I challenge each and every one of you to do this, regardless of you being internal or on the agency side. Then let's talk about all your quarter one success in April. That will be something to celebrate. If you need help with this process or want to brainstorm ideas, join us in the SpinSux community. You can find us at spinsux.com/spin-sux-community. That's spinsux.com/spin-sux-community. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the SpinSux podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.